2 months ago, I delivered a commentary in which I quoted economist Dean Baker, who compared the savings that major corporations were getting from the tax cut with the amount of money they were committing to the highly touted bonuses they were giving out. It appeared that about one-tenth of the benefit from the increase in after-tax profits was going to these one-time bonuses. Such bonuses are different from raises, and it appears that businesses are showing a growing fondness for these one-time payments. That was the subject of a recent New York Times front-page story. Giving out bonuses, even annually, is preferable to giving a wage increase. Once a raise occurs, it is difficult to cut wages next year. A bonus, however, can be different every year. This is especially easy for those companies whose highly publicized announcements represented first-time bonuses. It will be very easy not to repeat these bonuses next January, especially since the members of Congress who voted for the tax bill will have either been safely reelected or defeated. In early 2019, businesses will have no need to impress the constituents of these members of Congress. Once a wage increase has been granted, however, it becomes part of the base pay. Not only is that the wage for next year, but any percentage raise the next time around compounds the original raise. Assume you make 40 grand a year. Would you rather have a $1,000 bonus on January 1st or a 2.5% raise? The 2.5% raise will add up to $1,000 by the end of the year, and your pay will remain at that higher level in 2019. And if you get, say, another 2.5% increase next January, that percentage will be levied not on $40,000, but on $41,000, giving you a $1,250 raise. You'd lose that extra $250 if you had gotten only the one-time bonus instead. The New York Times article noted that these variable payouts by businesses, one-time bonuses, had quadrupled from 3.1% of total compensation business budgets in 1991 to 12.7% by 2017. At the end of the article, an employee of a low-budget airline, Envoy, is quoted. She welcomed her bonus but noted that, quote, "It doesn't fix the long term. We need a living wage that we can support our families. A lot of employees qualify for government assistance. Some have to work 60 hours a week to make ends meet," end quote. This reminds us of how clever the members of Congress were when they created this monstrosity of a tax cut. As I noted in early January, there will be increases in the take-home pay of many American workers due to the temporary tax cuts for middle-income people. In addition, corporations will be able to loudly proclaim that the tax cut is what made possible the bonuses and any wage increases they grant. Yet, as Dean Baker made clear, turning 10% of the benefits from the tax cuts into one-time bonuses does nothing to solve the long-term problem of wage stagnation. The same New York Times article noted that inflation-adjusted median income, including bonuses, of men working full-time was lower in 2016 than it had been in 1973. And 2016 was a good year for wages. Please do not be fooled by the hype bonuses and the temporary uptick in take-home pay. Workers should not be grateful for bonuses that come to them as an alternative to a wage hike. That's a scam worthy of the con man in chief in the White House.